So, good evening, everyone.
Just share with you a short
l'chaim on this occasion. First of all, I too want to echo the thank you to Rabbi Trapp, to Project Inspire, to Tzvi Sperber and J Roots for what has been a transformative experience so far, and I have no doubt will Amir Tzashem continue to be that way in the days ahead. We find ourselves at an incredible spot at the kever of the Noam Elimelech. And you know, my grandmother Zichrona Livracha, especially towards the latter part of her life, always used to like reading stories about Gidolim, about great people. And I took that up as well because I always found it intriguing to ask a simple question. How do great people become great? Great people aren't born that way. Great people at some point in time make some decisions, find themselves at a crossroads and choose one direction over another. And that's what makes them great. So it's always been intriguing to me to see the tzaddikim of yesteryear. How do they become so incredible? You look at a tzaddik like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev, a little bit out of our geography. But Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, so they asked Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's father, how did you have a son like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak? And you would think, what is he going to say? He stayed up late learning at night. He finished Shas 3 times a month. He said it was very simple. He said, I kept some mashke. A little bit of, I don't know what they were drinking in Berdichev. It wasn't single malt, that's for sure, right? Whatever they were drinking, I kept a little bit of Shlivovitz, right? Or this, whatever it is. And a little bit of Mizonos in my shtender in the Beis Medrash. And whenever someone came in who I didn't recognize, I offered him a l'chaim, I offered him some Mizonos, and in that merit, I had a son like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, who was known for his incredible Avas Yisrael, was known for his incredible love of his fellow Jew, came from a home that exuded that Avas Yisrael. So where did the Noam Elimelech come from? So I'm going to tell you something amazing. The Noam Elimelech's parents were Eliezer and Mirish. Eliezer's father was known for something incredibly amazing. For the mitzvah of Pidyon Shivuyim. The way it worked, used to work, is the Jew was at the mercy of the local parrots. He was at the mercy of the local landowner. The Jews would lease back lands, but if you fell behind in your rent, so you were at the mercy of the Gentile landowner, whatever he wanted to do with you. And so there are countless stories that are told that Eliezer, the father of the Noam Elimelech, would hear about a poor, impoverished Jew who was thrown into jail just because he couldn't pay his bills. And Eliezer would not rest until that simple Jew was redeemed. He divested all of his own savings, he borrowed money, whatever he had to do to redeem a simple Jew. It didn't make a difference who the Jew was. If there was a Jew in trouble, if there was a Jew in tzar, Eliezer was there in order to redeem him. Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives. His mother Mirish, just so you understand, was such a simple woman that she couldn't even read Hebrew. She couldn't read Hebrew. And when she recited brachos, she recited those blessings out of memory. The Noam Elimelech said, you know what I learned from my mother? I learned from my mother emuna pshuta. Simple faith, you know. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik was Rav Shiva and Briskin in Skokie. He said something amazing. He said, you know, if you ask a girl today, why do you light Shabbos candles? So the truth is, girls today, our women today are exceptionally educated. So most girls will tell you today, especially if they had a Beis Yaakov education, a seminary education, oh, it's very simple. 2 candles, one for Zohar, one for Shamar. I could give you all the reasons. Shalom Bayis, Oneg Shabbos, everything. If you ask a woman 2 generations ago, why do you light Shabbos candles? Because my mother did it. You know, we live in an interesting time, where on one hand, Jewish scholarship is like what it never was before. That's true for men and for women. But the challenge of our dar, the challenge of our generation, is emuna pshuta, simple faith. We have become theologically complicated. We have many questions. We don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what He does. I remember my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, after he came here, he was a Munkacher Chassid. After he came here after the war from Hungary, he ultimately settled in Vineland, New Jersey, where he became a chicken farmer. And we used to go spend part of the summer by my grandparents, and he would learn Mishnah with us, Mishnayos with us, with the grandchildren, the grandsons. And whenever we would have a question on the Mishnah, he would always say, "You say, Zaydi, why is it like this? Why is it? Shtate in the Torah. That's what it says." And I remember thinking as a young child, maybe he just doesn't know the answer. He just doesn't know the answer. So he's telling me, it says in the Torah. And only when I got older did I realize that he was trying to teach us the most incredible of all lessons. Shtate in the Torah. If it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't try to be a greater chacham than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it, then obviously he understands it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it, if God understands it, that's enough. We don't have to understand everything. Not everything has to make sense to us. Our job is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give God our heart, to give God our soul, to give God everything that is ours. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's good enough for me to know that you've got the wheel. It's good enough for me to know that you have it under control, even if I can't understand it. So my friends, I just want to point out to you, these are the parents of the Noam Elimelech. These are the parents of the Noam Elimelech. A father who was absolutely meshuggah ledavar. Everybody has to be meshuggah ledavar. Everybody has to be meshuggah for one thing. The Noam Elimelech's father was meshuggah to v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. If you see another Jew in need, you cannot rest until that situation is rectified. And a mother who couldn't read Hebrew, but exuded emuna pshuta, a simple faith. You want to know how to raise a Noam Elimelech if you're still in your child-raising years? So apparently you get a Noam Elimelech if you combine the midos of v'yehavta l'reacha kamocha, pure unbridled love for every Jew, and simple, wholesome, total faith. But even if you're past your child-rearing state, we could all make ourselves into a little Noam Elimelech as well. And apparently the ingredients for Noam Elimelech's success are the same two ingredients. To love every Jew. But my friends, we know what it means. You know, everybody professes to love every Jew. But usually there's a parenthesis after that. I love every Jew, parentheses, as long as they're like me. I just have difficulty with the ones who haven't seen the light. So first of all, it's not so pashut. Who has seen the light? Who hasn't seen the light? And that's why the mitzvah to love every Jew is literally to love every single Jew. You know, to love a Jew doesn't mean you have to like them. You could dislike people significantly, but you could still love them. Every parent knows this, right? There are moments when you want to tell your kid, I love you, but I don't like you at all. I love you, but I don't want to talk to you. I love you, and the conversation is over. We have that capacity for love. Every parent knows it. It's the same thing we have to bring to bear on our klal. I love you, but I will never agree with you. I love you, but don't see eye to eye with you. I love you, but wow, you are so off, but I still love you. That's v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And emuna pshuta. We don't have to have all the answers. We just came from places this afternoon and yesterday for which there are no answers. There are no answers. There is no way to explain the nature and the profundity of the Khurban, of the incredible destruction that we have seen and we will continue to see. There is no answer. You know, when they approached the Baba Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, to compose a kina, to compose a lamentation for Tisha B'Av, for the 6 million Jews, he resisted for a very long time. He said, there are no words. There are no words. You can't take the experience ultimately again of the Holocaust and put it into words. He did it. At the end of the day, he did it. And he composed, and Rav Schwab composed, beautiful, magnificent kinos that capture the totality. But they don't try to explain why. They don't try to give us a window into the divine mind. They simply tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. That's the emuna pshuta of Mirish, the mother of Noam Elimelech. And it's that emuna pshuta that has sustained us. It's that simple faith that has sustained us to this very day. So make a l'chaim. That we should be zocha over the course of tonight being in this incredible place. we should be zocher, we should be privileged, taking in all of the experiences. And literally, again, the pendulum swings so dramatically. To go from Maidanek, a place of death, the gates al Mavas, to come to Lezhensk, which again, you know, I was saying to some of the chevres, we were walking out, you have to be makana, you have to be jealous of the chassidim. Because when you're a chassid, you have a rebbe. And when you have a rebbe, he's your rebbe in life and in death. The chassid's connection to his rebbe transcends anything and everything. We go from the gates of Mavas to the valley of death to literally, again, the beautiful holiness of life. But we should be zoch as we are in this place to internalize these lessons, to become Jews who truly love every other Jew, and to become Jews who possess not complex, multifaceted theological constructs that help us understand God, but the simple emuna pshuta, the simple faith of our parents, of our grandparents, and of our great-grandparents. And in that zechus, may we be zocha, Meretz Hashem, to give an aliyah to all of the neshamas, and may we be zocha to become the best version of ourselves. L'chaim, l'chaim. Bam 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 bam